Welcome to It's a Good Life podcast. Last week, we started a conversation with our real strengths expert, Rachel Yeaman, about how to seize your strengths. We talked about the dangers of staying in our comfort zone, playing small, becoming reactive, or living in fear. Let's dive in today to hear how we can counteract that comfort zone and move beyond it.
We talked a little bit about being reactive. We're always talking about a Buffini company, how to live life on purpose. Talk about living with purpose and how Real Strengths plays a role in that.
Yeah, you know, I think that in order to live life on purpose, I mean, this is what you've taught for years, you need to get clear on what matters most. And our unique strengths are directly connected to what we value most. So once we are able to gain that clarity, we can leverage our strengths to build up our self-confidence, build up that inner strength, and really jump, right? Like, we have to go all in on life. No one else is doing that for us. The truth is that we have everything we need to succeed in this life and build the life that we dream of creating, but that life cannot exist in the confines of our own comfort zone. You know, I have Heidi Hurst, this client in our leadership coaching program out of Tacoma that I was working with for years, has this just an innate warmth that like instantly allows people to feel connected to her. And, you know, her enthusiasm is unmatched. She just naturally communicates that she cares for the people she works with. She knows how to hold their face in the way that she shows up. So when we were working together, you know, she was clear on her strengths. She was clear on what matters most and her purpose. Like, while serving people professionally, she wanted to also spread love, joy, and a little bit of sparkle to absolutely everyone. So she had these love buttons made. They were just buttons that had a pin that you could put on and it said love on them. And she gave them to every client she served. But what she also did so brilliantly in order to intentionally communicate the competence side that she was a great professional, while still being true to herself and her purpose, she gave love buttons to all the professional relationships that she had in her network. Agents that she would work with across the country, local mortgage professionals, other small business owners in her area. And she just solidified herself in the eyes of her clients that she was the go-to for everything in her industry and in her area. And honestly, like, her business, this was years ago, her business continues to grow because of this professional brand that she's created for herself that is completely in line with her strengths, right, her purpose, right, her values.
So if you're a more serious soul, that's not your brand, right?
Right.
So she's aligned her purpose with her strengths and now brought it out as a brand. And so the love button is that she loves what she does. She loves how she does it. She loves who she does it for. And then people go, this is someone who loves what she does. And there's many ways of discerning that and communicating that. And as we juggle with this, right? So purpose is the carrot. The fear is the stick. And for me, just, and this will surprise people, like, I use negativity as actually my primary motivator. It's always been that way. And I can use, I don't want this bad thing to happen or this and that and the other. So therefore I work away from it. So conquering your fear can actually be the fuel you need to go and pursue the goals, pursue the purpose. We all want to live with purpose, but many people would live in the comfort zone rather than pursue the purpose. And it's the fear that's that cage that you talk about with the key. So how can we use our real strengths to conquer our fears?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Brian, I feel like you are the poster child for like staring fear in the face and doing it anyways, and then encouraging everyone around you to do the same. But I love this Adam Grant quote that I just recently found. It said, the best way to accelerate growth is to embrace, seek, and amplify discomfort. You know, so unfortunately for all of us on the phone, the only way to conquer fear is to face it head on. We need to embrace discomfort and know that that's the only way to grow. Like, there's so much freedom in recognizing that the pain is actually part of the plan. Like, that is what helps us grow. Weights don't get lighter in the gym. Our muscles get stronger. Life doesn't need to get easier to handle. Our minds and our bodies and our souls become more equipped to cope with the challenges that lie ahead. I think the second thing that we also need to reframe rejection as protection. You know, protection from people and circumstances and opportunities that are just not for us. And that when we recognize that and like reframe it as a way of protecting ourselves from things that are not for us, that's when we're going to actually make ourselves available to what is meant for us. We also then can redefine failure as just feedback that's going to help design us and make us more equipped for the future successes that are to come and where life is actually taking us. You know, one of my favorite entrepreneurial stories, Chip and Joanna Gaines, most know for their show Fixer Upper that was a hit years ago. The way they have revitalized the city of Waco and the Home Good lines that they have, my family and I were just down in Waco at their entire like empire that they've built for spring break. You know, now they own their own television network. But what some people don't know or might not know, unless they, you know, are research geeks like myself, Joanna opened her first store in 2003, only to shut it down a couple years later due to financial strain, challenges, various life demands like that were coming on to her as a new mom. But despite that like huge setback, I mean, that must have felt like a huge step in a different direction that she was wanting. She stayed resilient. She continued to pursue her passion for design while raising her kids in a way that felt, you know, authentic and congruent to the season of life she was in. And eventually that dedication caught the attention of some TV producers, leading to, you know, what is now the massive success of Fixer Upper and their entire Magnolia network. But I think we need to remember that was 8 years after she shut down her store. Setbacks are just a part of life. And if we redefine that as what is needed to stay focused in order to maximize our life, living life more on purpose, facing our fears, these setbacks essentially just become exactly what they are meant to be, which is just to set up future successes.
And we all know it's easier said than done, right? It's easier said than done. I mean, I had 47 businesses that made profit. I had one that lost. And the one that lost took me 6 years to get over it. And it's true. You know, without that business loss, I would never have had Buffini & Company, would never be the entity it is today and all that it is. But it's just part of the game. It doesn't feel good, but that's why we want you to use your real strengths to help you. And we're going to get into kind of some real strengths how-tos now. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's tens of thousands of people who've not only had their real strengths assessment, but their real strengths profile done. We use it in every coaching call. We train all the coaches on it and so on and so forth. And it's basically your fingerprint, your internal fingerprint on how you're wired. Rachel and her team built this over an extended period of time, took years actually, to get this free assessment. So if you want to kind of know more about how you're wired and how to get yourself out of your comfort zone and what your purpose is, just go to itsagoodlife.com, which is our website, and then /RSA, the letter R as in Robert, S-A. You'll then be able to take this cool kind of a questionnaire, and it'll get you on the road to understanding your own gifts and what fears you can overcome with these strengths you've been given. You've been given them since birth, and how you communicate and how you use your time and things like that. So it's very, very powerful. And as we finish up here, Rach, I'd love to talk about, you had 3 points here in regards to the how-tos. One was reconnect with your strengths. One was do the work. And then the third was do it now. Talk to us a little bit here. We've got all these challenges. We've got these opportunities. Many people are in markets that are shifting, interest rates that are bad, industries that are in upside down. Our specific industries, real estate and lending, have been upside down with lawsuits and things like that. How can someone reconnect their strengths, do the work, do it now to get out of that comfort zone, get on purpose, and kind of, as we finish the podcast, may the wind always be at your back, you know, feel that momentum behind you.
Well, I mean, you know, you just said it. I'm of the belief that in order to seize your life, in order to seize every single day, you have to seize your strengths. So, you know, if you've taken the assessment, dig into the results, like really interact with the strengths report to truly connect with what makes you great. I read my strengths report at minimum one time a month just to re-remind myself of who I am. Next, you know, I start my day with true statements. They're in the strengths report that we're talking about. They are designed to be these, you know, personalized affirmations to remind you of who you are. I do this at the beginning of every single workday, and I do this to signal the end, you know, when my workday is complete. And then seek out opportunities to get real with people that will challenge you in, like, when you're in your comfort zone. So, you know, just to close the loop on that conversation with Dermot, ultimately, he asked me to do two things. One, trust him. And no, you know, he'd earned the right. We had almost two decades of relational equity in this bank when he asked me to do this. And two, he asked me to say yes to the opportunities that were presented. You know, obviously he had a vision for something I did not see in myself that was challenging my comfort zone. Y'all, doing these podcasts are outside of my comfort zone. I know that they would not be for all of you, but I've learned in life, there will come these pivotal points in your journey, these, you know, forks in the road that unless you seek out opportunities to get real with your community of challengers, you know, people that will see something inside of you well beyond what you are designed to see for yourself, you're just limiting your own growth and potential. Ultimately, I had to lean into the trust that I had with Dermot, not just through my words, not just saying, I trust you, but then going off and doing my own thing, but trusting him enough with my actions by showing up, by saying yes to these super privileged opportunities that Dermot and you, Brian, have so graciously presented to me. And I know that, you know, I've shared a lot. My hope is that somebody listening will be able to see a little bit of themselves in my story. And then my encouragement is to seek out those individuals, like seek out the Dermots in your life, seek out the Brians in your life that are designed to help you break free of what's holding you back.
We all need a word of encouragement, right? We all need to have someone in our back, whether it's a coach, whether it's accountability partners, people who are on the journey with us, you know? And then we get to do the work. And then we get to, like you say, do it now. Once you know what your strengths are, then the goal is to put them to work, right? And that's the key with all of this stuff. And, you know, you've talked about writing goals around your natural strengths, right? Using your time management around natural strengths. And then putting those habits in place to go and execute on it. As we kind of finish up here today, there's an old proverb that says the best way to plant a tree was 20 years ago. And the next best time is now. What steps do people need to take? If you're just going to give a couple of how-tos for some folks here today on what you've had to share and how their real strengths can play a role in that.
Yeah, I mean, you said it, and we have done podcasts that dig in a lot deeper to some of the how-tos, but you have to do the work. I wish there was a magic pill, but there's not. So for sure, make sure you're writing strengths-led goals. Number two, make sure you are prioritizing your priorities. Like actually making those things first in your life, make them a non-negotiable, but don't wait. Like do it now. Now is the time to embrace the discomfort and step outside of your comfort zone. So try something new, cultivate authentic relationships, like harness whatever grace and tact is needed, but have the hard conversation with someone that's important to you. Call the client that you haven't reached out to in far too long. Don't wait. Do one thing today. And then finally, my last just little bit of advice is catalog and celebrate your wins. You know, I would tell my clients to do this weekly while it's still fresh and in your mind, but this keeps you focused on these mini milestones that are moving you forward. This is what allows you to take all that great momentum that you've created by seizing your strengths and doing the work. And this carries it in to the next day and the next day. And before you know it, you've stacked up so many wins that you are completely focused on breaking free of that comfort zone. You're focused on what lies ahead and you are truly using your strengths to seize your life.
Nice. Well, we're sure glad you stepped out of your comfort zone at Buffini & Company. We're glad you stepped out of your comfort zone doing these podcasts. Our live audiences this year are going to be glad you stepped out of your comfort zone to go do those presentations. So we're thankful for you, Rachel. You're a real treasure. This content it's life-changing. It's changed my life. It's changed the lives of our staff and changed the lives of our customers. Again, it's a gift. Go to itsagoodlife.com/RSA. It's nothing more than a start for you to get on this journey. And so we invested a lot of money and a lot of time to give this gift to people. That real strength assessment is there for you. And then you can dig in. You can start digging in and start realizing the gifts that God's given you, the abilities you have, and how you can overcome any challenge in the years to come. Thanks for joining us today, Rachel. It's been a wonderful time.
Thank you for having me.
And for someone who's been seizing the day and seizing their strengths for a long time, we're going to finish up today with an Irish blessing from the veritable Therese Buffini herself. Till next time, we'll see you then.
May the road rise up to meet you, and may the wind always be at your back. May the rain fall soft upon your fields, and the sun shine warm upon your face. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. See you next time.